WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
A rally on the steps of City Hall Thursday was organized by Raise Up New York. It's a coalition of community groups, labor, elected officials, and candidates running for office, all united in the struggle for a livable wage in New York City and New York State.
Every time when there's a demonstration to be on the right side of the barricade, I can count on these people behind me.
New York State Senator James Sanders.
I tell you who I can't count on. I can't count on Burger King, that wants to move its corporate headquarters to Canada.
Sanders says if these firms like Burger King say they are American companies, not only should they stay here, but they should pay here. The senator said he had to vote against the bill to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour over 3 years.
As your representative, I had to vote against that. My bill says that we will raise the state minimum wage to $10.10 an hour immediately, index this to inflation so we don't have to have this conversation every year, and allow the local municipality to raise it even higher if it needs higher.
That's how you should judge the people in Albany, according to Sanders. The popular rabble-rouser, the activist from Brooklyn, former New York City Council member Charles Barron, is now running for New York State Assembly. He says elected officials need to stay the course.
If it's going to be all Democrats, then damn it, y'all better act like the progressives that you proclaim to be. Don't talk to us at the press conferences. And then when you get with the speaker and you get with the governor, the story changes inside.
Barron says we need to get $15 an hour right here in New York City.
That's a minimum wage. I think we need to launch a campaign to call for minimum profits and maximum wage. We shouldn't allow certain companies to make so much profits and not give up the wages to the workers.
The fact that our minimum wage today is $8 an hour in New York City is a disgrace.
Former New York State Attorney General and City Council member Oliver Coppell is running for the state Senate.
If you earn $8 an hour, it's less than $20,000 a year. Right. It's not only that you can't live in Manhattan for that, but you can't live anywhere in New York City for that.
Coppell wants to see the minimum wage go up to $10 immediately and then to $15 an hour. He's running for state Senate against Jeff Klein, the senator who headed the Independent Democratic Caucus, which aligned with the Republicans during the last session. Klein says he has now switched back to the Democrats, but Coppell blames him for the weak minimum wage law passed by the state Senate.
Now, why hasn't it been higher? Mm. It hasn't been higher because of the man that I am running against, Jeff Klein, who made an alliance with conservative Republicans and allowed the conservative Republicans to block any increase in the minimum wage. Let's say the truth.
Raising the minimum wage will help the economy, according to Queens Assembly member David Weprin. He was a New York City Council member for 8 years and headed the Finance Committee.
I think it brings people out of poverty. It allows them to support their family. And I think it's also helps small businesses because it puts that money right back into the economy.
And what did you see during the last session in terms of raising the minimum wage?
I saw obstructionists by the Senate Republicans who controlled the agenda because of their control of the Senate with the IDC.
And what do you hope happens this time?
I'm hoping the Democrats win a clear majority and there's a Democratic coalition with Democrats.
And what do you think this will do to raise the minimum wage? Where do you think it'll go?
Well, you know, I think this assembly already supported a 10-10 immediately, which is what President Obama asked for nationally. I would hope that that would happen a minimal. And also, the assembly, when we passed our version, also tied it to inflation, so the 10-10 would immediately go up based on the cost of living.
And what about municipalities setting their own minimum wage?
Yeah, we conferenced that in the Democratic Assembly. We have a majority support for that option. It's not supported in the Republican Senate.
So if the Senate changes, you would hope?
I think it would happen.
Lori Boozer is a progressive Democrat running for the State Assembly out of Brooklyn. She says she wants to help families get off the hamster wheel.
The hamster wheel is the cycle of poverty that persists in communities like Central Brooklyn, where families are not able to really lift themselves out of poverty. And so you see the children continuing down the same path that the parents went down, often ended up having to go to public assistance because they're trapped in working these very minimum wage jobs.
You say you're a people's person. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, that you're not an insider?
I think that what it means to be a people's person is to always be aware that you're putting people first and that politics is a part of the system that we work in order to accomplish things on behalf of people, but that too often we forget the real people, the people whose stories inform the legislation and the work that we're trying to do. And so for me, as a candidate, it's very important to remain focused on the people and then deal with the politics second.
So what have you seen in your district?
Well, I grew up in public housing there, and I was raised on public assistance there, and I was blessed enough to go to law school and college, and so I've had different opportunities, but I see a lot of young people with dreams and aspirations and sort of obstacles that they're not able to overcome.
Boozer says what she wants to do is change the cycle of poverty for people in her district. New York State's primary is set for Tuesday, September 9th. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.